here with Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald, Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post, and Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain. State legislators in both parties have really praised this bipartisan commission as a way to take some of the acrimony out of what's very contentious, redrawing congressional districts. So far, it's not going so well. Patrick?
Well, it seemed to be a fine bipartisan effort when they went on the road and heard from people, but now that they've had to actually share maps, it broke down along party lines and has become extremely acrimonious.
I'm actually not surprised it's broken down because you have Democrats hold up somewhere drawing maps. You have Republicans hold up somewhere drawing maps. It's not likely that those maps were going to be something they could agree on. I mean, just because you have a committee and you're listening to testimony, it's also clear that people heard what they wanted to hear from the public testimony because they'll bring out, well, they said this, and the other side says, they said this. I'm actually not that surprised, although, you know, it was a great kumbaya moment to announce it. We'll see what happens.
We don't have much time left in the legislative session, so they're pretty late in the process to actually start drawing a map, Joe.
Yeah, and they just spent nearly 8 hours in committee hearings talking about nothing. It reminds me of the Vietnam War negotiations where they were arguing over the shape of the negotiating table. At one point, the co-chairs were squabbling over who got to hold the gavel. This is as acrimonious and as partisan as I've seen anything. It doesn't appear to me that they've gotten anywhere. And I think Lynn's right. It's because they had these hearings, these public hearings, made a show of bipartisanship, and then they retreated to their corners to draw maps. It's how they've done it in the past. The Democrats draw their maps, Republicans draw theirs. They don't match up. The whole thing goes to court.
At this point, we've heard from a few legislative leaders that they're still optimistic. There's some hope out there that they can get this done. How realistic is that, given how contentious the hearings have been and the fact that the two sides don't even seem to be speaking the same language?
They aren't even adopting the same principles to guide them on these maps. You have Republicans saying, we want to keep communities of interest together. You've got Democrats saying, we want competitive districts, and that's going to be our primary focus. And that creates a very disparate model, one where communities as far apart both culturally and economically and politically as Ignacio in the Four Corners area, as San Luis in the San Luis Valley, and as the Denver suburb of Parker, being paired in the 3rd Congressional District with a community like Pueblo. So until some of these major hurdles can be cleared, which communities to put together, which communities not to put together, they're going to have a very hard time getting this done and keeping it out of court.
Lynn?
Even if they come together and they draw a map that's approved, it's going to go to court because somebody's not going to like it. Somebody's going to sue over this, and there's a part of it. I think it's actually more interesting that it's been so out in the open this time. Before, it's more of a kind of behind-the-scenes fight that all of a sudden blows up. Some Democrats have privately said, I can't defend these maps. I mean, you just can't have a district where Boulder and Grand Junction are in the same congressional district.
And Joe, how does this make the legislature look and the governor look, going through this process, like we've talked about, having these hearings across the state, getting this input, saying this is one of our top priorities, and then the committee's kind of breaking down? Does it make them all look bad?
Well, obviously, it does. We'll see over the next couple of weeks if they can rescue this. Despite all the sniping that we've heard recently, it seems to me there might be a possible compromise where the Democrats back away from this map that just about everybody on the Western Slope thinks is pretty goofy. It's a district that, as Patrick described, stretches from Utah to Kansas and up into the Denver suburbs. If the Democrats would back away from that, it seems as though the Republicans are willing to deal on the Denver suburbs, which is where the real battle over Colorado politics always is, these kind of purple Denver suburbs. And if the Democrats could force a competitive district in the suburbs, it would be a win for them. The Republicans could claim they saved the Western Slope and the Eastern Plains. And you actually heard a few people from both parties talking about that recently. They just haven't been able to get past their own partisanship to be able to sit down and put pen to paper and draw those districts.
We'll see how this evolves in the final few weeks of the legislative session. That was Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald, Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post, and Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain. I'm Benta Berkland, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.